Good morning. Welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. It is September 11th, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank. Coming up on the Hat Podcast, Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller on the news, including a stopgap funding bill that doesn't address the farm bill. And this is National Suicide Prevention Month. What to look for with your friends in farming. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says more of the same sunny, warm, and dry weather today. And yesterday, the bean futures had a very weak session. Corn followed lower. We'll have analysis with Arlen Suderman on the Hat Podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them, ffbt.com, and stop by your local branch.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Congress working on avoiding a shutdown, but no new work on a farm bill and helping Hoosier farmers who are dealing with farm stress. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, House Republicans have introduced a stopgap funding bill to keep the government funded after September 30th, but it lacks a one-year farm bill extension. The stopgap may give lawmakers more time this Congress to nail down a new farm bill. Joe Gilson with American Farm Bureau says it's possible that any action regarding the farm bill may be ironed out during the lame duck session of Congress after the November 5th election.
And that could come in terms of if they want to just kick it to the next Congress, an extension, or if there's a strong support for a five-year farm bill, there's about a month and a half to get something done in the lame duck.
Gilson had expected lawmakers to hold out on another extension until the lame duck session.
I know they want to get the appropriations done with so that we're not at risk of a shutdown in the end of September.
Earlier this week, over 300 ag groups have signed a letter that was sent to House and Senate leaders pushing for a new farm bill to be passed in 2024. The ag groups are asking lawmakers for a bill that strengthens the safety net, as many producers are facing multiple years of not being profitable, and it's causing their overall financial situation to deteriorate. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Congress have been deadlocked for months when it comes to the new farm bill over funding for SNAP, higher crop subsidy spending, and climate mitigation. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Eric Pfeiffer joins us now with a report on how you can help farmers who are dealing with farm stress.
The farm is who we are. That's part of our identity, and anything that threatens that identity can be really stressful.
That's Dr. Remington Rice, health and farm stress educator for Michigan State Extension. Changing weather, changing commodity prices, broken equipment, everyday life, this can all bring about undue stress for farmers. Occasionally, you'll see a picture of one of those situations on social media with a caption that says, "Go check on your farmer friends, they're not okay," and it's meant to be, I don't know, some kind of joke. The reality is, it isn't a joke. you probably should go check on them. Rice gives some things you should look out for in your farmer friends.
If someone doesn't really talk about death or dying and suddenly they do, that could be a warning sign. You know, giving away prized possessions. If Farmer John comes to me and says, I want you to have my prized hunting rifle, I don't need it anymore. That could be a warning sign. Feeling hopeless, empty, withdrawal. Part of this, it's kind of like a gut feeling.
He also adds you should be asking them open-ended questions about how they're doing. Instead of, how are you doing, it should be something like, what's going well for you? Farmers, if you're struggling with your mental health or contemplating suicide, call 988. Visit extension.purdue.edu/farmstress for more resources. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
And I'm CJ Miller. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Get ready for the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's more than a farm show. Explore over 600 exhibitors providing equipment, services, and education for farms of all types and sizes. Tickets can be purchased at participating OSU Extension offices, agribusinesses, and online. fsr.osu.edu to buy your Farm Science Review tickets now and plan your show visit. The 62nd Farm Science Review. Review September 17, 18, and 19.
More of the same in the Hoosier State. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Looking at a pretty nice forecast here through the balance of the week. We're watching Francine very, very closely. And the latest information would suggest she still can get into southern Indiana, but more in the southwestern part of the state than anywhere else. Let's talk about that a little bit here. We're fully sunny, warm, and dry today. Most of the same way tomorrow. Francine will start to throw a little bit of shower action into extreme southern Indiana overnight tomorrow night into early Friday morning. Most of the activity is going to be in the southwest quadrant of the state. I'll say maybe still up to I-70 in some areas of western Indiana we can see rain. Moisture totals are going to be anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch by the time Francine's moisture dies down. I think we see moisture hold on in southwest Indiana probably through Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. All of us are dry on Sunday, but before we get to that, anywhere that is not affected by Francine and seeing moisture from Thursday overnight through Sunday morning, you're going to be seeing partly to mostly sunny skies. Clouds from Francine will be here, but not much else. I am not concerned about big-time precipitation anywhere. As a matter of fact, I'm quite the opposite. I'm concerned about this dryness really, really expanding. We can potentially go in northern Indiana through the next 10 days completely with no significant precipitation. Humidity values creep up early next week, but it doesn't lead to a lot of moisture. The next frontal boundary that we can see come together may not kick out of the Rockies until the end of next week, which would delay its arrival here till early the week of the 23rd, at least the way things stand right now. So, just don't have a lot of good news for you in terms of moisture. Southwest Indiana, west central Indiana can see rain from Francine, but nobody else has a really good shot. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Mixed markets, but soybean futures taken on the chin after a weak session. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review, and I'll have final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis from Arlen Suderman of StoneX. We spoke in the middle of the session. Arlen, the corn and wheat markets are relatively flat. They're mixed with wheat up and corn down as we speak in the middle of the trading session. But we see some real weakness in beans giving back all of the Monday gains and then some. It does appear oil may be a culprit in that. Soy oil is lower. Crude oil, $3 down as we speak.
Yeah, certainly is. We're seeing a big drop in oil despite the fact that we have a developing hurricane that's shutting out down production in the Gulf. with the market more focused on declining demand after OPEC came out today with reduced demand expectations for this year into next year. And the oil bears are really riding that, and that means less demand for the biofuels as well. So we're seeing what we put in the way of double-digit gains in soybeans yesterday disappeared and more as the algo momentum trading algos have kind of taken over there and amplifying those moves. Corn coming down as well. We see the start of harvest starting to push bushels onto the market. Also, the crop ratings that came out from USDA yesterday held steady for both corn and soybeans, when typically we would see a decline of this at this time of year. So that means that the models that are built on those ratings push the yields higher yet. Well, USDA will weigh in on that on Thursday, and the trade nervous that USDA could see another increase in yield after a relatively cool August that we had. See how that weighs out with some of the dryness that we had. But overall, these markets are being very cautious today and nervous about demand concerns amid a big supply.
Nervous by any chance for what USDA may report in their update on Thursday?
Yeah, actually, the average trade guesses show expectations for a small decrease in corn production, but soybean production holding pretty much steady from the August report. If that would happen, that would actually tell the market, okay, we probably have a pretty good handle on the size of the crops, and the focus would start shifting more to the demand side of the ledger, and perhaps the bottoms would be in. But for that to happen also, we have to be able to handle two big record crops coming onto the market, likely a relatively fast harvest with a warm, drier a fall expected, and that would push a lot of bushels onto the market due to a lack of storage space in many parts of the Midwest. So we'll have to still weather that storm. And then, of course, watching the outside markets, and especially the crude oil, which is making new 16-month lows today.
This report coming from USDA Thursday does include field sampling. So we're actually getting in-field data as a part of the report. How significant is that?
Well, it's pretty significant, because when you have a cool August, then you tend to have a larger seed size, which surprises yields to the high side come September and October. That gets picked up in USDA sampling because they weigh the samples. And so that starts showing up in that. None of the private estimates out thus far actually do that. They're based on simply maybe pulling ears or counting pods, but not really looking at seed size. Now, that'll be countered by some areas that were very dry in August, and particularly late in the month, where we may have actually shrunk seed size or come up with a lower seed size. So how the good and the bad weighs together could create some surprises one way or the other in the USDA estimates come Thursday.
Arlen Suderman there, StoneX and StoneX.com. On the Hoosier Ag Today, Tuesday farm market review, still over $4 on December corn. It ended at 404 and a quarter, losing 3 cents, down 2 3/4 on the March contract, 423 and a quarter. Over in beans, November, below $10 now, 9.97 and a quarter, settling 20 and 3/4 lower. January, 10.15 and a quarter, down 20 and a quarter. And December wheat, 5.74 and a quarter, a gain of a nickel and 3/4. The meats were quiet most of the day. October live cattle ends down 60 cents, 176.32. October lean hog, 78.55, down 25. December up a nickel. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.